This is KCAST, the Cayman Islands podcast, where we talk about how to get things done in the Cayman Islands. This week, another special edition with contestants from the Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant. Introduce yourself.
Samantha Dixon.
And what number are you?
Contestant number 2.
Representing what district?
East End.
What's happening? You okay?
I'm very well.
You have quite an army of followers.
I do. I have a lot of support from my friends and my family.
Why? Are you that nice of a person?
I would like to think that I am.
Okay. And why have you decided to run for the Miss Cayman Islands 2019?
I think that it would have been a great opportunity. Mm. I always look for room to grow.
Yeah.
And I think entering the Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant was the perfect platform.
Have you done it before?
No, I have not.
You've never done this before?
I have never done this before.
Have you like modeled or anything before?
I have not.
So you've never modeled, you've never done a pageant. And you're like, I'm going to give this a whirl.
Yes.
Good for you. I admire that.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I work at a bank on island.
Which one? Can you say? Okay, you don't want to say? I understand. Are you like, you're working at like behind the scenes? Or are you?
Yes, I work in the back office.
And is that something you always dreamed of doing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. From the time we were in high school, being that our financial industry is one of our pillars.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to work in the banking industry.
Good for you. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I had kids down here and they asked me to be actors, I'd smack them in the face. Like, listen, you're going into finance, you're going into law or tourism.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about you. So what you've got, you got your degree, did you go to college? What's your story?
I actually would like to pursue my degree in human resources.
Really?
Really?
You want to be a human resources
person? Yes. I really like to be around people. I think that I'm very people orientated.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a degree that I would definitely love to pursue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing with your life? That you've been working in the bank since you finished high school?
Yes. I have been working in the bank. I recently bought my own place.
Oh.
Congrats. So that was a big accomplishment for me.
Where is it? What part of the island?
It's in Bodentown.
Bodentown. You don't mind that drive, do you?
No, I don't. I used to live in East End, so.
Fair enough. Tell me about your place.
It's actually really nice. I live alone and, you know, I have a dog named Callie. And she keeps me company, so definitely enjoy it, and I can just reflect on stuff at the end of the day when I'm alone by myself. So
what do you got, like a 2-bed or something?
A 2-bedroom.
How many square feet?
I'm not too sure.
Really? What do you enjoy owning? Are you like painting? Do you like sprucing stuff up?
Well, I think after the pageant, I'm planning to do a lot of interior designing in my apartment.
Yeah.
So I would definitely enjoy that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's fantastic. That's a big achievement.
Yes,
27 bucks your first house. That's fantastic. So, you know, we're talking, let's talk about Alex Patton Foundation.
Okay.
And why that's so important, because all of the girls have really kind of echoed the same sentiment about why it's so important. Why is like youth mental health awareness important to you?
Well, personally, I have had friends who have actually suffered with depression. And to see them go through that period in life, it really means a lot to me. I definitely support the foundation. I stand for everything that it does.
Yeah.
And I believe that it just shows the importance of, you know, reaching out for support and getting the help that you need.
Yeah.
So I definitely think it's very important. They also have a support group this weekend, tomorrow at the Georgetown Hall.
There you go.
So I definitely encourage people to go out and just see what they're about.
For sure. Look at you, how well briefed you are. You know your subject. How is this whole Miss Cayman thing going?
Oh, it's been amazing.
Is it a lot? Is it a lot of work?
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of preparation.
Tell me what your typical week is like.
Okay, so we have rehearsals, we have Toastmasters, and just little events in between. We also have our etiquette dinner this Saturday, which I'm looking forward to.
Where is it?
It's at the Lobster Pot.
Ooh.
Yes, fancy.
Do you like seafood?
Yes, I love seafood.
What's your favorite kind of seafood?
I would say,
other than fish,
I would say conch.
Oh, you like conch?
I love conch.
That's cool.
Yes.
So what do you mean your etiquette dinner? They're going to teach you how to hold your knife and fork properly?
Well, we actually had our training. So I think this is where they'll be judging on us on the training that we received.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. So, and you got your pictures taken. You guys did that retreat last weekend at the house.
Oh, it was awesome.
Did you guys like get to learn how to surf?
Okay, well, some of us tried to, me being one of them. Right. And I particularly failed.
Okay, fair enough. It's not easy.
It was not easy.
Those waves kind of break a little close to the shore too, don't they?
So like the surfboard actually took me out and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
But the retreat was so good and we're very thankful for you know, the owners who had us there.
Yeah, right.
It was really, really relaxing.
Now tell me about your sponsor.
My sponsor is Mega Food Distributors.
Yeah, what's up with that? Tell me more about them.
They're actually they actually bring in products from Jamaica.
Okay.
It was based from two friends who wanted to start a company and bring back foods that we like the spice, the Easter buns.
Okay.
You know, we love that with cheese.
Oh, those guys?
Yes,
I know
those guys.
So they wanted to bring some Jamaica foods here to Cayman. Just started out two guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my sponsors are. Yes.
That's fantastic. And so you got your sponsor, you're right. Are you nervous at all?
I am a little nervous.
Yeah.
Especially
it's a
that,
big room.
Yeah. Especially that, you know, we're counting down to the days. Mm. We only have like 15 days.
I know, dude. It's right around the corner.
Yeah. So I'm excited, I'm nervous as well.
Are you starving?
No.
No.
I love to eat.
Okay. So, but I mean, is there like any kind of like, aren't you like, is there like intense like working out and dieting and all that?
Yes, we do work out and, you know, I think they encourage us to eat proper to make sure that, you know, when we're on stage, we're looking our best.
Right.
So...
Oh, that's cool.
Definitely working out.
What was the last vacation? What is the best vacation you ever took?
One of the best vacations I took would be when I went to visit my family in Canada.
Okay.
Yes.
You got family in Canada?
I do.
Where?
In Scarborough.
Where's that?
Ontario.
Ontario. Is it near Toronto?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to be with them, it was really a nice time.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen them in so long, so seeing them was really nice and just spending time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Shopping.
Yes.
Eating.
A lot of shopping.
Where do you
love
to eat? Where do you eat? If you go for lunch, where do you go to lunch here?
Normally, I love to eat at Yoshi's.
Yoshi's my favorite restaurant.
I love Yoshi's.
What do you get? Tell me what you get.
I get the Magic Dragon roll.
Magic Dragon. Which one's that? That's eel, isn't it?
No, I think it's the shrimp.
Okay.
And I love the deep fried unagi, which is the eel.
Very nice.
Yeah, so nice. But otherwise, I go to Kirk's.
Oh, you're a Kirk's girl. Yeah,
yes.
You get salads or the buffet or something.
Yes, I do.
All right. And tell me about, you got Pat, right? You got a dog.
Yes.
Nice.
Callie.
Is she a rescue?
No. Unfortunately, I didn't get her from the
That's
rescue.
Fine.
But
That's all right.
I got her last year or maybe before the year before last year. And she has been amazing ever since.
What kind of dog is that?
It's a Shih Tzu.
Okay.
Yes.
Cute. That's what
She's
my mom
so
had.
Cute.
My mom had a Pomeranian and two Shih Tzus.
Okay.
And they're cute. They look like little Ewoks.
Yeah.
All right. So if people were wondering who they should vote for the People's Choice Award, who would you recommend they vote for?
I would definitely recommend that they vote for me.
Okay.
I think that I would be the perfect candidate for this award.
You've seen other Miss Cayman Islands who have won. What would you, and they're all fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do differently? Putting you right on the spot as we finish up here. So you win that Saturday night, mm-hmm. August 17th, Ritz-Carlton. Tickets are on sale now, $75. You win.
Yes.
All right. Sunday, you relax. You get some ala kebab. Monday, you wake up and you got to send your first email as Miss Cayman Islands. What is it? What are you working on?
I'm definitely working on thanking everyone for supporting me.
Sure.
I think that, you know, just showing your gratitude to how much people have been there for you is definitely the most commendable thing that you can do.
Sure.
So I think just letting everyone know that I'm very thankful for them and their support. And yeah, that's my first email.
What would be your second? What is like your mission as Miss Cayman Isles? What do you want to do?
My mission as Miss Cayman Islands.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to use that title, right? You're going to be very visible. People are going to be listening to what you're saying.
Yes.
What are you saying?
I definitely would like to get more involved with the youth. I think that, you know, there's a saying, the youth is the future.
Yeah.
So I do think that I would love to get more involved within our communities and just be more hands-on within, each district.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. That's right. Whitney Houston. I believe the children are our future.
Yes.
Samantha Dixon representing Bodentown.
East End.
East End. Contestant number
2.
Sponsor is
Mega Food Distributors.
Make sure you give her a vote. Samantha, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.